Now, Taoiseach Simon Harris will update Cabinet on the recent agreement with the UK on dealing with the legacy of Northern Ireland's troubles, including a government commitment to provide €25 million to support victims and families over the next 3 years, and a new dedicated legacy unit in An Garda Síochána by the end of the year. Now, that's just one small part of it. Imagine the work being done to try and resolve the issues of the past in the north, and maybe it will contribute to bringing the day further forward to try and get a decision made, or at least a vote held, on whether the people of this island want to be a united Ireland or not. That subject is very much in the headlines because of the comments by Micheál Martin at the weekend, where he said very forcefully that a border poll, a referendum, is at least 5 years away. The hard work of reconciliation should be done first. And he had a right go at Sinn Féin, saying they've blown hot and cold on the issue, coming out 5 years ago when Brexit, saying there should be a border poll, which he felt poured petrol on what was a difficult fire at the time, and now accusing them of receding on the issue because they know the polls aren't in their favour. In a moment, we're going to hear a view from the north in relation to where things stand now with regards to the timeline, if there is even a timeline for a United Ireland vote. But first, we're going to hear from Councillor Deirdre Ferris, who took issue with Micheál Martin's comments. And I first asked her shortly before coming in here this morning what her view was in his comments. Was it, you know, a practical statement of the reality of the situation that, you know, we're not ready yet, anywhere near ready for a vote? Or was it him putting the whole issue on the back burner and saying it's not a priority for him or his government?
It, more especially for me, it's about the fact that essentially what Micheál Martin has proven is that he's actually not a united Irelander, despite his party's history and what they stand for, the Republican Party. But I think more especially it just lends itself to the discussion in and around how Micheál Martin has essentially consistently talked down the potential of United Ireland. I mean, we're not calling for United Ireland today or tomorrow. We're looking at and asking for preparation for the possibility of a United Ireland. You know, he has, for some reason, completely misrepresented Sinn Féin's position on a border poll. And I think that's been fairly evident in an awful lot of what he has said. I mean, he made one very, what I perceive to be as a very farcical claim, is that we invented the idea of a border poll, when in fact we're coming up on the 30th anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement, which has provision in place, the same Good Friday Agreement that was signed by his then party leader, the Taoiseach from Fianna Fáil, Bertie Ahern, who's a current party member, signed the Good Friday Agreement. And it outlines quite clearly that in the event that the majority want to leave the Union, the possibility of a referendum is there for the reunification of Ireland. I suppose it's very frustrating overall, because what I see here is that Micheál Martin is essentially vetoing on progress. And for somebody who was a teenager when the Good Friday Agreement was signed, for somebody who grew up in a home where a huge amount of sacrifices were made to get to the point of a peace process and a Good Friday Agreement, I don't think we could ever have envisaged at that time the likelihood that the most staunch anti-Good Friday Agreement unionist, the likes of Ian Paisley, would share power with completely unapologetic former IRA combatant Martin McGuinness and share the power in the Assembly and the running of the six counties. I don't think that was ever even considered as a possibility, yet we have seen that progress. We have even gone further and seen that what was perceived to have never been a possibility was actively... voting was gerrymandered to ensure that Sinn Féin would never lead an assembly within the six counties. And Michelle O'Neill is currently First Minister. But that's in a political sphere. You know, the progress we have seen within the six counties in the 30 years, near on 30 years since the Good Friday Agreement is signed, has been phenomenal, probably faster than a lot of people would like it to be. If you look at what we are seeing with cross-community initiatives, the incredible job done by Linda Irvine to establish the East Belfast GEA team, where people from a predominantly unionist and loyalist background, that area is synonymous with those communities, establishing a GEA club for people from all politics and none to come together and celebrate our national sport, learning Irish in schools that are in areas that were predominantly unionist. We are seeing
Is that not the exception that proves the rule, though, when it comes to it? We still have bonfires every year on the 12th and around the 12th that, you know, burn effigies of Irish politicians, burn Irish tricolours. So there's a significant, well, maybe it's a minority of that, those communities that still want nothing to do with the Republic. And it's a long way to go to win those people over, is it not? Or reconciliation, aside from even reconciliation.
There is a huge way to go, Gerry, but that's where preparation is key. That is where working with representatives from every single community in the likes of a citizens' assembly for the 32 counties of Ireland to prepare. There is an old saying about fail to prepare, prepare to fail. We have seen what a failure to prepare for constitutional change has done within the UK because of their Brexit decision, with no preparation in place. We have also seen that Brexit has proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that the six counties is not a priority, nor do they care about the six counties, because they overwhelmingly voted to remain. I think, Gerry, when it comes down to it, it's going to be democracy in action. It is going to be eventually a referendum to decide this, and it is going to be done with a majority vote. You are never going to have 100% of people in agreement, and we accept that. But if you
was Micheál Martin right then, Deirdre, when he said that, you know, Sinn Féin got it wrong when you were pushing for a border poll at the time of Brexit? He said, look, you were putting petrol on the fire. That wasn't a real proposition. The North wasn't ready for it yet. You were pushing for it.
No, Gerry, to be fair, I'm not sure if people live under a rock. We're Irish Republicans. We have always sought to see the reunification of the 32 county. That's what we have always sought for. It is part of who we are. It is endemic within us. You know, it is not going to change anytime soon. But as I said earlier, Brexit proved beyond a shadow of a doubt that the United Kingdom do not care about the six counties. You know, and I think I remember that debate. I remember, I think it was Matt Carty, who at that time mentioned a border poll, which is written into the Good Friday Agreement and the potential for one. We are not trying to force the issue. What we want to see is complete discussion and preparation in and around how the people of this country and of the six counties want to see a possible United Ireland. And I think that is a very small ask overall. We have fundamentally seen huge change within the six counties, as I outlined earlier. The likelihood of seeing what we have seen within a small time frame overall is the type of progress that you couldn't even have comprehended if you even lived within the six counties in that period of time. But why should Micheál Martin and his successive government leading figures veto that progress without actually listening to the people? We have seen seismic shift in a political shift within the six counties, Gerry. Yeah. We are seeing votes coming in, and the Republicans seeing votes coming from areas that would never have been anticipated.
Sure. Because they see the value. And that's a fair point. But you've also seen a lot of delay and obfuscation, and you've seen the breakdown of the assembly. You've seen a lot of the things the Good Friday Agreement haven't been achieved yet. On one level, it's taking an awful long time. And when things can break down and stay static for over 2 years, then people say, God, are they ever going to get things going in the system? And that's aside from even attitudes here in the South towards, you know, there's work to be done here too, in terms of support.
Well, when you're listening to party leadership blatantly misrepresent our position on this and encouraging people to believe that we made up the idea of a border poll, it's very difficult for the people of the six counties, in some cases, to have an objective viewpoint on this.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, we have seen nearly 80 years of strife and sectarianism within a stateless that was decided upon in the most undemocratic way possible, Gerry. We saw a minority being considered where a border was drawn around them and our country partitioned. So we are going to see that those old sectarian views will exist. But we have to prepare for the fact, Gerry, that this, from my perspective, with the way progress is going, and we are not trying to rush this, we want to prepare for it. We want to ensure that every single community has the right to have a say in how they view future Ireland, because you have rightfully pointed out that what is happening and the separate state and the Stormont Assembly is not functioning at its optimum, because they are massively underfunded by the UK. They are not prioritised by the UK, and it is being seen.
And as long as that goes on, it'll delay things. Final brief point, you want a Citizens' Assembly. You think Micheál Martin should set one up?
Absolutely. I've been calling. I remember, I think it was 2022, I had a motion on this. Robert Beasley, our formidable former councillor, who I miss greatly in the chamber with us, also had a motion on this. And if I believe correctly, and I'd have to go back over my notes, which I didn't have time to do this morning, I think Robert Brosnan, Councillor Robert Brosnan, has put forward it. We need to start preparing, Gerry. As I said earlier, we have seen what a lack of preparation can do when constitutional change implemented on an idea as opposed to having a plan in place. That is not a good way for anybody within a country that is 30 years out from where we had horrific troubles going on within the six counties. You need to ensure that everybody feels included, everybody's voice is heard. We will never reach everybody, Gerry, but that, like I said, is democracy. But we have to have a preparation. And it has to be a 32 county republic.
Preparation as well.
Citizens' Assembly, Gerry. That's very, very important.
Okay. All right. Deirdre, look, thanks for giving us your reviews on that this morning.
Thank you very much, Gerry.
Yeah, that's Deirdre Farris there of Sinn Féin taking issue with the comments of Micheál Martin and the way he has framed the agenda from here in relation to a border poll or in relation to a referendum on the United Ireland. If you have a view on that, get in touch. About 3 minutes of debate last night was dedicated to the subject we're talking about this morning, and that is the issue of a United Ireland. We've heard from Sinn Féin councillor Deirdre Farris taking umbrage at the comments of Micheál Martin about Sinn Féin's position when it comes to United Ireland and his statement that we're 5 years away at least from a poll on whether or not to unite the country. With me on the line to talk about it with his view is Malachy O'Doherty, who is a journalist, author and broadcaster and a columnist with the Belfast Telegraph, amongst others. Malachy, good morning to you and good to talk to you again.
Morning, Gerry. Yeah, that was very disappointing to hear that past interview of it being so naive and superficial. I mean, she
really?
Did make one. Yeah, well, she did make one point that was absolutely correct. And that was, she said that there will be an onus on the British to call a border poll when a majority wants it, when it is clear that a majority is there. So she's right about that. That majority is not there. There's no nowhere near that majority being there. Now, we may reach that. We are in a volatile world and things change. You could see Britain in 5 years' time being governed by the Reform Party with no interest at all in Northern Ireland. You could see Europe at war with Russia. We've seen amazing things happen in the last 5 years. But on present conditions, there's no prospect whatever of a border poll succeeding. She should know that. Sinn Féin knows that. Sinn Féin knows that one of the reasons that people would be afraid to vote on a border poll would be if they saw Sinn Féin in the lead on that campaign, because they still associate Sinn Féin in their minds with the IRA and with the whole catalogue of murders and bombings.
Well, so, Malachy, let me ask you this then, from that point of view, the comments of Micheál Martin, did they make any impact in the North over the last number of days? Him saying, look,
no,
we're at least 5 years away.
Know.
And the hard work, as he described it, the graft of reconciliation is yet to be done. Was there any reaction in Northern Ireland?
No, there's no
comments?
Reaction, because what he said makes plain common sense to most people living here. So no. Now, she was very good at talking about Linda Irvine and the development of the Irish language in East Belfast and Protestant areas. That is unfair to Linda. Linda is not a campaigner for United Ireland. She's not promoting the Irish language to create a United Ireland, and I'm not sure she'd be entirely happy about her being recruited by Sinn Féin into their campaign. The reality is, if you want to swing a vote on a border poll, you have to secure the middle ground in Northern Ireland. That is, if you like, the soft unionists, the people who aren't hard DUP and who aren't totally freaked out by Sinn Féin. And there is that section, because there's about 40% of the population doesn't vote at all, Gerry. So you don't know what they want, but they're most likely to be inclined towards, or most likely to be flexible. If there's any floating voters on the issue, it's in that crowd. Now, how are you going to get them? If you're going to whip up a campaign prematurely for a border poll, then you're going to scare them off.
But that, in fairness, that's not Malachy. That's not what Sinn Féin are doing. That's not what Deirdre said either. What they're talking about is that not enough work is being done either by the British government or the Irish government. Like Micheál Martin talks about the hard graft of reconciliation, and I mentioned that issue about the legacy deal that's been done in September and the money that's going to be spent. Like that, it has not got a point. You have to start somewhere. You have to start winning the middle ground if you want, or at least provide them with a choice or an option, or move away from the entrenched positions of the past to try to decide on the future. Have they not got a point? Not enough's being done?
Well, yeah, that's a valid point. And Micheál Martin's big behind the Shared Island Initiative. His whole strategy is about developing relations between North and South, securing a basis that will persuade that middle ground rather than, you know. I mean, in his heart of hearts, I presume Micheál Martin is a Republican. He's Fianna Fáil, but he doesn't want an unstable Ireland. And he doesn't want... Look, you were talking about the bonfires and the protests every year and all that trouble. A united Ireland will transfer responsibility for the sectarian problems of the North from London to Dublin. Okay? You happy with that? I don't think Micheál Martin's happy with that. I think that what you do is you try to settle things in the North. And much of what she was saying is indicative of a softening of sectarian tensions in the North. But you can't interpret a softening of sectarian tension in the North as an increase in a desire for a united Ireland. And if you go prematurely into this, then you will destabilise the whole thing.
What do you think needs to be done, Malachy? If you wanted to go prematurely, where do we need to start?
Well, first of all, I personally, my position is, I may vote for United Ireland or I may not. I will make up my mind at the time. What I don't like is identity politics. The idea that if you're born into a Catholic family in Northern Ireland in Belfast, grew up in West Belfast, were educated by the Christian Brothers, and you have an Irish name like O'Doherty, then your tick is taken for granted. You know, my tick can't be taken for granted. I think a lot of people like me, and I suppose that middle ground that we're talking, will make up their mind on the circumstances of the time. Those circumstances might be the collapse of the British economy. They might be a right-wing surge in England through the Reform Party, making the Union highly undesirable. They might be a collapse of the Irish economy. They might be a war in Europe, for goodness sake. But that's been talked
about. Any of those things could have a major impact. Any of them.
Look at what was happening even 5-10 years ago. Putin in Enniskillen with the G20. Brexit inconceivable 10 years ago, right? Yeah. A war with Russia inconceivable 10 years ago. So things change. You know?
They do.
So
answer me this. In terms of the politics of it, and look, we're all talking lofty ideals about bringing people together. And look, I'm not trying to be glib about it either, because it is important if you want to have a shared island, if you believe in that. There's people out there who don't believe in it. There's people out there who are quite happy with situations the way it is, and they feel they don't want the hassle, they don't want the possible cost of it. And there's others who feel strongly that there would be. But how much of this will ultimately come down to politics? Because there's a suspicion among some that really the Irish government, if they were to push things forward very quickly or try and get this done or put a huge amount of effort, that somehow it would benefit Sinn Féin in the long run. And they don't want that to be happening. I'm not saying that's what Micheál Martin is doing, but when it comes down to it, politics can be a very ambitious thing. And do you want to help out the other party? Maybe not. And likewise in the North, with the competing electoral bodies there, they're all vying for power, and they all have a clear view of what happened after the Good Friday Agreement was signed. Several of the people who worked very hard, of the parties who worked very hard, are now in a minority, nowhere near power. How much of it will come down to just naked politics?
The unionists are going to be unionists. Republicans are going to be unionists, or are going to be Republicans, and alliance reconcilers are going to be compromisers and reconcilers. The balance of those forces, the three legs of the stool in Northern Ireland, Republican and stroke nationalism, unionism, and the middle ground, those three legs are pretty much equal to each other. They're pretty much balanced with each other. And we're not seeing change in that. You know, we're not seeing change in that. Sinn Féin's got a problem in that Sinn Féin is associated in people's minds with the IRA campaign and still endorses the IRA campaign. You heard her call Martin McGuinness a combatant. Who was he in combat with?
Yeah.
He was putting bombs inside buildings.
Well, so, there you go back into the old argument. Is it not time, though, for everybody to move on from that, to move on from those positions. If we are ever to get to a new Ireland or a new Northern Ireland. Even.
Absolutely. And who has to do the most in moving on, you know?
Yeah, interesting. Malachy, listen, we're out of time, but thanks so much for giving us your view on it this morning and your take on it. That's Malachy O'Doherty there, journalist, columnist and broadcaster, talking about the impact of Micheál Martin's, if any, comments in the North, where things stand in terms of the middle ground there and the 32 counties as well. What do you think of Sinn Féin's idea, though, and this idea that the least the government should do, notwithstanding all of the issues and the problems identified there by Malachy, is that a citizens' assembly involving the 32 as a starting point should be done and not be put on the long finger, should be set up in 2026. Is that something, even to find out just how fractious things are, just how much distrust there exists or otherwise, and if any common ground can be delivered, is that something that you would support? Is that something Sinn Féin have right and that the Taoiseach at the moment, the Irish government, have wrong, that that's not being actively worked towards? I'd be very curious to have your views on that.